ineffable. Ineffable is that which cannot be described by words. Something is ineffable, perhaps if the sorrow, the suffering of it is such that there's no way that you could put words to it that would be able to communicate it to another person. The suffering itself is ineffable. Or to see and behold something so beautiful and so glorious that it's simply ineffable. There's no way you can describe it that would even communicate a little bit of the beauty and the glory that you behold in it. It's ineffable, that which cannot be expressed by words. Holy Week and the events that unfold in these sacred days, they are ineffable. And so how is it that the Lord God communicates to us what exactly He desires us to receive in it? If what's going to be taking place in these days are ineffable, both in their sorrow and in their glory, how is it communicated to us when words alone fail? The Lord God invites us to enter into the events of this week, to enter into them, to experience them, that we might experience and know what it is that He wants to communicate to you, that He wants to give to you in these days. Jesus, as He stood before the Jewish leaders, as they mocked Him and ridiculed Him, and as He stood before Pilate in all His power, what did He say? What were the words that He gave as they gave endless false accusations? He didn't say a word. His only response, "You say so. So it is that you say." Why is this? Because it's not His words or His giving His defense that He wants us to know and to be able to recite. It's what He does. It's His actions. Because we're able to enter in and to follow Him in what He is doing. We can't enter into the words or a defense that He would give, but what He will do, we're able to enter into that, and He invites you to enter into it. It's why as we begin Holy Week, you don't just hear about the Passion. Instead, as you come in, you grab palms. Because like the crowds, you welcome Jesus into the holy city of Jerusalem as a king. And moments later, what do you say? You don't just hear about it, but you say yourself, "Who do you want released? Barabbas, release us him. What about this man Jesus?" You don't just hear proclaimed, but you say it yourself, "Crucify him. Let him be crucified." You're invited to enter into it. On Holy Thursday, you're invited to come and to enter into His Last Supper and the First Eucharist. And at the end of that Mass, you're invited to join in a procession to the altar of repose. And what does Jesus invite His disciples? And He invites each one of you to do on that night. Just to think about it? No, He says, enter in. Can you remain with me? Can you stay with me an hour in my hour of agony? Can you pray with me? Can you enter into this with me? And on Good Friday, we come. And we don't just hear about the cross, but Jesus invites us to join with Him and to follow Him to the cross. And then what do each one of us do? From the oldest person here to the youngest, you come forward and you venerate the cross. You embrace it, you kiss it, you bow to it. Because Jesus wants you to enter into and experience something of the grace of the cross that comes from the cross. Not just hearing about it, but entering into it. And on the last day of the Triduum, the Easter Vigil, what does the Lord invite you to do? To wait with Him in darkness. To wait in darkness as we enter the church and you take as you come in the candle, which is lit with the light of the resurrection of Christ, and to experience the darkness, the literal physical darkness, dissipate as the light of Christ fills this place and fills your soul. It is ineffable. Words fail. And so instead, what Jesus invites you to do is to this Holy Week, which has begun now, come with Him. Enter into these holiest of days.